Hi everyone, my name is Stephanie Yoshida, and today I will be presenting my study, Determining the Detectability of Planets Transiting Stars of Extragalactic Origin. Since the launch of the Kepler telescope, over 4,000 exoplanets have been discovered, but all of which have been relatively close to Earth. The search for planets orbiting other stars has recently expanded to include stars from galaxies other than the Milky Way. Claims of planets of extragalactic origin have been heavily debated in the past. The release of the Gaia mission data in 2018 allowed identification of a co-moving group of stars in the Milky Way galaxy's halo. Their unique kinematic structure suggested the possibility of them originating from a separate dwarf galaxy dubbed Gaia Enceladus that merged with the Milky Way billions of years ago. Therefore, we ask the question, can an exoplanet be recovered via the transit method in the Gaia Enceladus substructure using TESS? To constrain targets to Gaia Enceladus stars, a set of reductions were made. The first target selection cuts were made in color and absolute magnitude using Gaia DR2 data. As giant stars are the most luminous stars at large distances and most stellar halo stars lie at relatively large distances from the Sun, we exclude all stars with absolute Gaia magnitude greater than 4.1 and color Gaia less than 0.9 and greater than 3. This leaves us with a sample of red giant stars, excluding subgiant and dwarf stars seen in the top portion of Figure 1. A second reduction in target sample was made based on the space motion of stars. Because TESS is only sensitive to stars with relatively bright apparent magnitudes, most of the giant stars in the photometric selection are likely to be kinematically associated with a galactic disk. To remove stars that are rotating with the disk, velocities are computed in a galactocentric reference frame, and then cuts in galactic rotational and vertical velocity are used to remove disk stars. The distribution of these TESS Gaia halo stars that remained after the reduction have a mean rotation near zero and a wide dispersion in vertical velocity. To determine the completeness of the TESS halo star sample, an injection recovery test was run on the light curves to calculate the sensitivity of the light curves to planet detection. Following this, a Boxley square search was run on the sample. The BLS search found the best fit period for each target between 3 and 50 days. The transit was deemed recover if the best fit period was within 10% of the injected period. As expected, we find that the transit detection probability increases with planet radius and decreases with planet period. Planets larger than Jupiter and with periods less than 10 days being recovered in approximately 50% of the cases, as shown in figures 2 and 3. Out of the 1,080 targets that ran through the test, only 284 of their signals were accurately recovered by the BLS search, most of which have larger planet radii and smaller orbital periods, seen concentrated in the upper left-hand figure of figure 4. The completeness estimates were then evaluated further into 9 different bins to obtain precise percentages in figure 5, where the hot Jupiter bin had the highest rate of recovery of 60.2%. This analysis generally agrees with the previous studies of planet occurrence orbiting low luminosity red giant stars observed by the K2 telescope. However, there is a reduction in transit detection rates across most bins for this study when compared to the previous K2 study. Calculations for upper limits on planet occurrence also conclude that the two studies agree with each other within errors. Thus, the upper limits on planet occurrence determined here is not sufficient enough to determine whether planetary occurrence between halo and galactic disk red giant populations are significantly different. Based on the statistics of this and the previous K2 study, a larger sample consisting of approximately 3,300 both nearby and halo red giant stars must be observed to distinguish between these two populations at a 3 sigma significance. Another factor in planet occurrence that we have not yet considered is stellar metallicity. Stellar metallicity is known to correlate strongly with the occurrence of hot Jupiters. Halo stars are known to typically have metallicities of negative 0.8 or lower. This implies a factor of 10 decrease in planet occurrence for halo stars relative to stars in the rest of our galaxy. Furthermore, there are likely many stars that originated in the Milky Way, but were mixed into this halo population by dynamical interactions with infalling galaxies such as Gaia Enceladus. Due to this dynamical mixing, up to one half of all stars with halo-like velocities may have formed in our galaxy. Therefore, considering the planet occurrence found for similar stars in our own galaxy, effects of metallicity and kinematic mixing in the halo, and assuming planet occurrence is similar in other galaxies, we expect a survey of approximately 66,000 targets selected via our cuts with similar data precision may reveal a transiting extragalactic planet. This search motivates future studies of planet occurrence around halo stars to constrain the planet occurrence rate and potentially distinguish the effects of extragalactic origin on planet occurrence for this population. Thank you very much for your time.